Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right. Welcome back, my friends, to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Zach Columbia in the house.
In the house.
We back, homie. You see this chemtrail over here on the backdrop? Guys, if you enjoy watching your content versus listening, guys, we have a YouTube channel. We have two of them, actually. We've got a YouTube channel for the podcast, which is just these recordings. We also have some long form videos on another podcast or on another channel. What's that one called? Just Gym Business Coach, right? Yeah. So one's called Gym Business Coach, Gym Business Coach Podcast. So if you guys enjoy watching YouTube stuff, go check us out over there. A little subscribe, hit the notification bell, leave us a review, whatever. So much content we're pushing out, guys. We got books, we got webinars, we've got podcasts, we got YouTube channels. Email, you know, like Facebook group. I don't know if we can help anymore.
we can't give anything else away. Yeah.
I think we've done it.
Maxed out. Yep.
Well, here's something we can help you with. Whether or not you should reveal your pricing before meeting with somebody in person. And this came up from, you know, in our Springboard channel in the Voxer group. And somebody was like wanting to know what's the best direction to go when somebody calls and asks for pricing. And I know you got some thoughts around it, so why don't you just share kind of your thoughts and I'll share mine.
Well, I mean, I don't believe that anybody knows what it is that they want or the way to solve the problem. I shouldn't say anyone, but the majority of people, they know that they have a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm out of shape. I want to get in shape. They have some sort of assumptions as to what they could possibly do, what their options are to solve that problem. Mm-hmm. But they don't really know what they need. They don't really know what they want. They just have this idea in their head of like, oh, I need to work out.
There you go.
They're not comparing you to, you know, which type of program is going to be best for me. Do I get, you know, do I go in the all-inclusive with the supplements and the GLPs and the workout program? Do I do high intensity? They don't know what they don't know. And so if you just start off by saying like, yeah, we do personal training. We train you three times a week and it's $400 a month.
Yeah.
They have no clue. They have no way of putting a value on that. The way that you establish value is by how your process solves their problem, gets them out of pain. Mm-hmm. So if you lead with the price before you know what problem it is that they're trying to solve and you attach the program to solving that problem, it's just noise. It's just noise. They're comparing you against anything and everything. Like, okay, thanks. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the conversation.
I agree to most of that. They have some idea of what to expect just on past experiences, a friend's conversation that did personal training, that worked out at a place before, that did classes. And they don't know exactly. They don't know what that person paid, or maybe they do. And they don't know, is that a good value? Is that something that is worth it? They just, you know, it's very difficult, right? Unless they come in, you have a conversation, they can actually see the place.
Yeah.
I mean, they might be comparing you to the dungeon gym that's in like some back of some shady alley that they passed one day in Boston. I don't know. Like they're just saying like, okay, I would never work out there. I would never pay $400, $500 a month to do that.
Yeah.
So that becomes the question. Do you share the prices on the phone? Do you share your prices on the website? Do you share it on an ad? Like, what is the right and wrong thing to do? By sharing your prices online, it does create some pros, though. There are some benefits to sharing your price online, and I'll share those with you really quick because the number one question most people have when they call is, like, how much does this cost? Like, how much does it cost? Now, the value and the cost are two totally different things.
Yeah.
The price on the website, they may have some idea of what they're willing to pay for fitness. Again, based on past experiences. They might have some expectation that it's more expensive than what you advertise. And when they see a price like that, for that person, wow, what a bargain, what a deal. This is a no-brainer. I'm going to jump on board. They don't need to be sold because the expectation was high, you came in low.
Or they think that you are terrible at what you do. And they're looking at that price and they're going, no, I was looking for a quality program.
That's another good point.
Because they don't have anything to associate to that monetary number.
I'll give you a really good, yeah, that's a very good point. And I typically say something that's more expensive is more valuable.
Of course.
It's more quality, I should say. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Now here's a blind study they did. I think it was in a grocery store. I don't know the details, but the specifics were this. Two identical bottles of wine. Okay. One had a low price point. One had a high price point on it, advertised right there. And they were doing samples. And people, and again, it was two different bottles. It was the same juice inside, right? Yeah, same grape juice inside. Well, people who drank the two different glasses of wine said that the more expensive advertised bottle was better quality. It tasted better because the price was higher. It must be better. Therefore, it tastes better, even though they were identical. And there's something to be said about that. Being the most expensive in town is an advantage for the people that look at price being high as quality product. And I would tell you this, guys, there is no, and we say it a bunch of times, there's no strategic advantage to being in the middle. You're either the strategic advantage is to be the most expensive or the cheapest, okay? And you already know who's the cheapest in town. It's going to be your big box, $9 a month type of guys, Fitness 19, EOS, all these, you know, whatever, anytime, whatever. So typically we direct people to not share their prices online or on websites or whatever, on a phone call. You can give ranges. We've done that plenty of times. But I think the right, like in what you're directing people to do, the right thing is to figure out the problem they're looking to solve and then get into the problem before you can share the price, because then you're solution becomes more valuable to them when you can solve their problem.
Yeah.
And so then you can almost name any price sometimes if the problem's big enough for this person. How long you've been fighting this? What have you tried in the past? What stopped you from doing it in the past? And all these problems that are so big, and then you come in as the white knight with the solution that sounds easy and doable for this person. Well, then you can name your price technically because the problem's big enough that you can solve.
And I would say that if in order for you to be successful putting your price online, you have to know exactly who you serve, the avatar of who you serve, and you have to be an expert copywriter to put the message on your website of, like, here's the problems that we solve. Here's the pain we get you out of. Here's, you know, how we do it, our special system and methodology of doing that. And here's what we charge. And you are going very, very isolated and small with that message, hoping that the right person with that shared problem that you serve sees that, they buy your thing because you're speaking directly to them. Most businesses out there are not that specific. It's more broad. It's like, hey, just let's get you in for a conversation. And then I can kind of tweak my message a little bit to establish how I'm going to solve this problem for you and justify my price. And there's nothing wrong with that up into a certain extent, as long as you don't, you know, as long as you don't serve people who are 55 years old, and then you're trying to position your system to solve a 20-year-old athlete's problem.
Well, it's very transactional when you start sharing the price.
It becomes very transactional.
Yeah.
So that would be the only, not the only, but the way I would say, hey, if you are going to share your price, you better be very specific and be really good at copywriting in order to demonstrate the value.
If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes, and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training.
That they're getting for that price.
That's your standard. But I'm thinking, just thinking out loud right for a second. You've got like restaurants, for example. They're all sharing their prices online because it's a commodity. It's a transactional thing. If you're a transactional commoditized gym, then by all means, share your price, share your specials, buy one, get one, 2 months free when you buy X. Like, but typically the gyms that we work with, at least the gyms that we're coaching, they're looking for that higher end client that is looking for a program that's inclusive. It's not just the workout is the point. And when you start sharing your price, like if you have a proprietary unique mechanism that you're very proud of, you spent time on, and then you just slap a price on it, you just degraded the whole point of your unique process and the thing that gets people results that nobody else can offer because you created it. When you start putting a price on it, you just basically just wiped out the whole exercise there. No pun intended. You know what I mean?
Well, because do I think that price is appropriate for what? Is my interpretation of that price appropriate?
Yep.
Am I getting more value? Am I getting too little? There's just no way to really control the perception of it. And that's the same thing that happens. Like if somebody, I mean, this happens all the time. We'll get a lead and, you know, an automated message goes out. Hey, we're so excited for you. Here's the next step. And they're like, cost. They can't even write out a full sentence. It's just cost question mark. Well, what good is it going to do you to provide that person with $99 a week? Like,
what does that mean to them?
What does it mean to them? Most likely if they are somebody that's responding with that, then they're just price shopping. They're not serious about it, or they're looking for the, you know, least expensive option. And so in that situation, it's like, hey, I'm happy to help you and provide you with information.
Have you ever done personal training before?
Yeah. Can you help me understand? Like, have you ever done personal training before? And are you really clear on what it is that you are looking for? Or are you just starting this down this path and you're exploring options and want to get some more information? And it's like, which one are you? Because if you're the person that's like, hey, I know exactly what I want, exactly what I'm looking for. I've done this before and I'm looking for the best option for me, best price, flexible schedule, whatever. It's like, I have no problem telling that person.
That's me, right? Like I want to know the price because I know exactly what I want before I ask.
Yes.
And you have to ask that qualifying question in between.
Yep.
Because to your point, if you don't share the price with the guy that really knows what he wants, he's gone.
Correct.
He's pissed. He's like, correct, dude, just give me the damn price. I know what I want, but you don't know that, right? Yeah. Up front. So you just ask a couple qualifying questions, like you just mentioned.
I just want to split them. Like, yeah, are you, do you know exactly what you want, what problem you're trying to solve, and you've solved it before, or
yeah,
are you just starting this journey? Yeah. Are you just starting exploring options?
Yeah. You have to ask that second question.
Yeah.
You just have to.
And then if they're like, well, you know, hey, I'm just starting this and I'm not, you know, exactly sure, then you now are almost immediately kind of the hero, like the guide that, yeah, that now can help this person along their journey. I'm not pitching that person right there. I'm like, okay, great. I would love to provide you with some information to help you make the best decision, mm-hmm, for you. But when somebody just responds like price, cost, whatever, you can't just drop a price, and you also can't go like, hey, well, you know,
you have to come in to get the price.
Yeah, you have to come in to get the price, or, you know, that's not how this works, or, you know,
you'll burn it both ways.
Yeah, you can burn it both ways. So you have to just be very strategic about how you answer that question in order to go down the right path.
Perfect. That's the point of this episode. You gotta know who's sitting in front of you asking that question.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, one of the things that works really, really well for us, what we've talked about before, probably our most profitable from an ad spend standpoint, is our banner, where we do put the price up there. But you have to think about the different psychology between somebody that is coming in as a lead and then somebody that's seeing a banner. It's like that's a wow, like expectation. Oh, I didn't realize I could get unlimited personal training for $99 a week, right? Like I see that on the sign, like, oh, that catches my attention. It's just an attention grabber. And they don't know, is that the normal price? Is that not the normal price? Like, what's going on here? Let me do some research on this. Let me dig a little bit deeper. So those people typically are not just like driving past and walking in. They're usually seeing that and they're like, oh, there's a gym right there. That's way less than I thought it was going to cost. Let me go research them.
Yeah.
Different thing than us just always having a price on our website
all year long.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say the reason though that banner works, and we only do it 30 days a year just by the codes, right, with the city. But the person, first thing, they didn't know there was a gym here. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a big yellow banner, right? But the other thing is, they see, oh, this is something else I should actually bring up on this call. We made a strategic decision for that building signage not to put legacy on that building. We put personal training.
Yep.
On purpose. Because nobody knows what your brand is. I don't care. Unless you're a franchise brand nationwide, you are better off putting personal training on there than, you know, whatever your name is, Exponential or whatever, you know, whatever. I don't know. I'm just making up stuff, or Legacy or Pulse or anything.
Yeah.
Because that's what they need to know. And they're driving 60 miles an hour down that road. They need to know that, oh, personal training, that's the building, right? So that's the first thing. Then the second thing is, the reason the banner works for us is people have some expectation of what personal training costs. And I know they know, because there's another gym up the road there that's very expensive. There's another gym over there that they, you know, it's just kind of known in the area that we're in, at least. There's a lot of people that have personal trainers. So when we do put the price up there, like you said, oh my gosh, what a steal. They assume it's the deal, and they act quickly because they don't know if that's, like you said, a drop special. But we just put our regular prices up there, by the way. That's the secret. We just put our regular prices up there. So when we did it for the first time, it was so funny because people would come in and they go, hey, can I hit the deal on the banner?
No problem.
We got a few of those left. Let me just go ahead and get you signed up. There was no booked appointment. There was no, like, you know, even a consultation. It was literally the contract came out and they signed up. They sold themselves. They already were at the top of the most aware clients, right? They knew they knew what their problems were. They knew that personal training would be the solution, and they now know the price. They've decided that that's for them. They don't need to be sold. They sold themselves.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of times they didn't know we were here. A lot of times they didn't know we were here. They just assumed that we were way more expensive than that. And so, you know, you just catch different people. So again, it's like, that's a banner play. It's totally different strategy than us just putting a big banner price on our website and here's our five different memberships with price points, and we do one-on-one, yeah, and we got the group. Cause you see that a lot. You see that on websites where it's like breaks it down by service, then the pricing for each one, or an intro package, mm-hmm, or whatever. And then, you know, you're talking to somebody who is looking at it going, I don't really know what I need. I'm just assuming. And is this price good or not?
Yeah. All right. There you have it, guys. Website. Do you share it over the phone? Do you put it in your ads? I guess it's up to you. That's our take on it. Again, you could test this and do it at your gym. In fact, I suggest you do it. It also depends on what style of gym you are. If you're a transactional place, want to be the lowest in town, share your prices all day. I mean, that's your advantage. Mm-hmm. So anyways, hopefully that helps you guys. Go test it out. Let us know how you did. Until next time, keep changes live. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube, or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.